Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Welcome to Mind Food Radio. How many times have you set yourself a New Year's resolution only to find yourself forgetting all about it by end of January, February? This is a really common issue, says life coach Zoe B. She believes most resolutions fail because of a lack of planning and often sees people make the same mistakes year in, year out. Welcome to the show, Zoe.
Thanks for having me, Michael. I think what you were saying earlier is exactly bang on, in that people just tend to be a little bit flippant when it comes to planning their New Year's resolutions, and there's a real lack of planning, and that's one of the key aspects that people need to get right. So the first step is clarity, and that's taking the time to really get clear about exactly what you want for your New Year's resolutions. So it's thinking about those things that are genuinely important to you and what issues have held you back year after year, and also looking at what potential bad habits you might want to lose. So it's really important that this process isn't rushed. It's something that we need to really take some time to get clear about and get that clarity. And that's really essentially the first step. And from that point, what I would recommend is getting together an initial list of potential New Year's resolutions, and then it's really a qualification process. So we need to go through and qualify that your resolutions are worth achieving. So the second step then is assessing whether or not it's your goal. And what's really common is that people will set themselves a goal because they feel like they should do it. So it's not necessarily something that they're really passionate about, but it might be a well-meaning family member is encouraging them to quit smoking or lose some weight, when really deep down, they don't want to even reach that goal.
Is it easier, though, Zoe, to just have one big goal, like focus on one big goal rather than lots of them?
I think you can have an overarching goal, yes. I think that's a good way to start off with, but I would recommend having more than one goal as well, depending on what you're looking to achieve.
Yeah.
Mm. So what I would do with the second step is go through and cull any of those goals on your initial list that aren't really yours. And then thirdly, it's about motivating the goal. So we need to be really clear about why we want to achieve these goals in the first place. And what you can do is actually ask yourself the question, why do I want to achieve this? What will I gain? And a good way to test that is if you can't answer that question with four or five reasons immediately, then that means that you're not really clear about why you want to achieve that goal and you're less likely to reach it.
It's sometimes hard though, isn't it? Because you sometimes can pick up what other people want your goals to be. So, whether it's something around the house or with your career or an outlook on life, it is sometimes harder to have that real purity and clarity of thought in and around your own personal goal and achievement of that goal. Because there are so many people around you that can say, oh, this is what you should do. Oh, you're never going to achieve that or whatever, isn't it? Like, it is sometimes hard to raise yourself above that.
Yeah, that's right. It is. It's not an easy thing to do. And I mean, I think what I would do is ask yourself that question, what will I gain? And then write out a list of, you know, at least four or five things that you will personally gain, not anyone else in your family or in your network. Mm. And that's a good way to qualify if it's something that's genuinely of interest to you. Another thing you can do is just check in with how you're physically feeling when you say the goal to yourself, because you should have some form of excitement within your physical body if it's your goal. If it's someone else's, that's often lacking. That's what I see with clients. They'll trot out a goal and then I'll look at them and they don't look motivated at all. And so it's good to kind of check in and see how you're feeling internally about that goal when you say it out loud.
So what are we up to? About number four?
So we're up to number three we're up to. What's good about this as well is if you've got a long list of what you're going to gain, then so many months down the track when you feel like you're losing motivation, it's good to refer to that list and remind yourself why you're actually trying to go for that goal in the first place. It's a good way to keep yourself focused.
Yeah.
So the step four is to look at what you might lose. And this is probably the number one reason why people fail at their resolutions. And this is, it's a really simple equation. Essentially, if what you are set to gain does not outweigh what you're going to lose in the process, then you're never going to reach the goal.
Yeah, well, that's probably very good advice.
Yeah. So if what you want comes with a price, whether that's physical, emotional, financial, or even mental, then this might very well block you from your own success.
But sometimes I think people find it hard to visualize an outcome. You know, I think it's easy sometimes to voice it and say, this is what I want. But it's sometimes it's hard, isn't it, to visualize what that experience is going to be like once you've achieved it.
Yeah, I think it can be hard. And that's why it's really important to, I guess, spend the time getting really clear about what it is you want to achieve. And that's a really good point. And that's actually, we'll get onto that one as well in step five about visualizing the goal, because that actually helps incredibly from a motivation perspective to actually spend a bit of time visualizing the outcome. Mm. But going back to step number four, the mind is actually quite simple when it comes down to it, and it does work in equations. So if you've got a goal, for example, to lose 5 kilograms of weight, then the mind will look at what it's going to cost you to reach that goal. And if it's not worth it, then it's not going to bother. So, you know, you might look at, okay, what's it going to cost me to lose 5 kilograms? It's going to be expensive because I'm going to have to buy lots of health foods and vitamins. I'm going to need to put aside time to exercise. I might need to sacrifice some sleep to get up early to exercise. I might need to sacrifice my favorite comfort food that gives me emotional benefits. I might need to sacrifice the fun from eating out, from going out for dinner with others. So, you know, as those costs start to build up, you're more and more less likely to reach that goal. So what you need to do is be okay with losing those things. And if you can, actually look for alternative ways to achieve what you will lose. So if, for example, you don't want to miss out on fun, then it's about being organized and organizing fun, healthy events with friends beforehand. So you know that you're actually able to make sure you're not losing out on all fronts. You can put some things in place.
Mm. Well, that's good advice. You know, I think in your experience, do people really achieve it, you know, once you've sort of set those key points?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will achieve it. Once you actually go through the process, it's really quite easy. It's just putting aside the time to go through this and not just kind of, you know, picking a goal out of the sky and just going for that. You know, these things need the planning and the preparation. And as I was getting on to step number five, which you actually intuitively brought up before I'd got to it, you know, use your imagination. So there's stocks and stocks of research now that has shown that visualization techniques actually change the structure of the brain according to what you want to achieve. So if you can actually spend some time thinking about losing weight, then you're much more likely to do it in real life, and it actually changes the neural pathways in your brain. So the brain's also motivated by pictures rather than numbers and words. So rather than having a goal of to lose 5 kilograms of weight, if you can visualize yourself, and for women this works really well, getting into your favorite skinny jeans or your favorite cocktail dress, then that image is so much more motivating than, you know, a number. What does 5 kgs mean to anyone? It doesn't really mean anything.
Mm.
So that can be really effective.
How important do you think is the self-conscious mind to this?
Oh, very important, yeah. Mm. I mean, that's what you're essentially doing with step number five.
Yeah.
You're using your subconscious mind to embed that belief and that goal within the brain. That's essentially what you're doing.
Mm. It's a real strength, isn't it?
Yeah, entirely.
Well, Zoe, thank you very much for being on today's show.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, Michael.
And have a great new year and a great 2014.
Thank you. You too, and I hope you achieve all of your New Year's resolutions.
For more details, head to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.